Okay, I'm starting an Indian which will probably take more than a week. Which is Amir Lenocher.
Sit down, relax.
Okay.
I
said last week already. If I couldn't start, right? I didn't get.
My wife, it'll take more than a
week. Can you tell Joey the end already?
Mutter, Zeit gesund. Leave before it changes. Quick. Okay. Now there's the Lomdische part and then the Halacha part. We'll start first with the Lomdische part, and then we'll get to a lot of things which are Negea here. Amir Lenocher, something which is Negea. So right in this parsha, there's a pasuk by Yom Tif. It says that on Yom Tif, Pesach, it says, Kol melocha lo ye ose bohem. No work can be done on them. So if you saw in Rashi writes, Afilo al yidei acherim. Even al yidei acherim, which comes from a mechilta, which means that you're not even allowed to have a goy do melacha for you on Yom Tov. And that's the idea of Amir Lenochri. So the Ramban says, that's not a deraisa. There are many places in Shas we have a thing called Amir Lenochri Shavus. Amir Lenochri is not a deraisa, it's a derabanan. So what's going on here? So he says he looked up the mechilta inside, and he saw that not only that, but the mechilta has from the next pasuk in the parsha, Ushmartem es hayom hazeh, there's an extra shmira to tell you that you're not even allowed to tell a goy to do a drabanan. So he says that's obviously a drabanan, because you're telling the goy to do a drabanan. So this whole mechilta is a smachta ba'alma. And it's not, there are many mechiltas like that, they are not the raises, they're smachta, and it's not right to write such a mechilta down like that, as if it sounds like it's a real deraisa. He has like a moira on Rashi, he doesn't think Rashi should write it down in that way, making it sound like it's a deraisa.
There are deraisas to smachtas.
Oh, you mean if asmachtas are really, how far it goes. So I guess maybe still he thinks it's still, Rashi should not say it's, make it sound like it's a real deraisa. So first I just want to mention there are four answers given for Rashi. Okay, the simple answer is, Rashi will write an asmachta. and that's it. That's the Tzedel HaDerech. The Ra'im has one pshat like that. That's all. Finished. Rashi did mean asmachta. There's another pshat from the Elia Rabba, which this is very good to interesting to know. Elia Rabba is on Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Reish Mem Gimel in Orchaim, and he brings that there are a few Rishonim that paskin that Amir Lenochi is a Dairaisa, which is the Smag holds that way, and the Urayim also holds that way. And they ask the question, but don't we know in Shas, all over, it always says Amir Lenochri is only Derabanan. So they divide it. They divide it. Some is Deraisa, some is Derabanan. The Urayim's way of dividing it is that if it's the Jew's object, like you have your stove in your house, and you tell the guy, turn on my stove, then it's Mamish Deraisa from this pasuk of Lo Ye'ase Bohem. But if you ask the guy to like do stuff on his own machine, like bring your own lawnmower and mow my lawn or something like that, if it's his thing, then it's a derabbanan. That's his way of dividing it. The Smag wants to say it depends if it was told to the guy on Friday, then it's a derabbanan. But if you told it to the guy on Shabbos, and I think he writes, and the guy is doing it in my house, then it's a deraisa. They each divide it like different ways, that like some is deraisa and some is derabbanan. So the Elia Rabba says he thinks that's pshat and Rashi. He thinks that Rashi holds like them, which is a bit, we don't paskin this shita. But I want to say a real interesting thing, because the Elia Rabba tries to prove from different cases in Shulchan Aruch that it's obviously only a Durbanan, because there's a din that Ben Ashmoshes, you're allowed to tell a goy to do a malacha. That's the din lemaisa. Let's say you need a light turned on. So if it's still Ben Ashmoshes, however many minutes is considered Ben Ashmoshes, but if it's still within Ben Ashmoshes, if it's for a tzairich, for which usually is for some for Oinik Shabbos, you're allowed to tell the goy Ben Ashmoshes. Now if it's a deraisa, how would you be allowed to do that? So, but you could, of course, say you could do it in the Durbanan way. Like if you tell the guy, light your own candle and bring it here. That, you know, you could get out of that like that. Or the Gemara. The Gemara says that if somebody's a chayla she'en by sakana, right? If the person's in bed, even though it's not a sakana, you could tell a guy to do things for him. So how could that be if it's a deraisa? Same answer. You'll say the guy's using his own equipment. The one case that the Prima Godim says, which is very hard to get out of, is there's a din in Shulchan Aruch that if there's a fire chalila on Shabbos, then hoiru goyin echad, that's the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, so one of the goyinim paskind, that you can, that's a mishnah, you cannot tell the goy to put out the fire. You could say it in a different lashon. You could say kol hamachabe inu mafsid. You're not allowed to directly say, but you could tell the guy, take the sforim out of here and carry them into the rishus harab. Even if it's a melacha de raisa, it's covered of mishabur writes there who would in gemara any sforim. You can tell the guy to do the melacha mamish on Shabbos. So there
specifically outside.
Right. So Zok the Prima Godim Achat. He says my answer is that's why the Pasuk wrote it by Yom Tov. Why did the Pasuk write it by Yom Tov? Because by Yom Tov there's no Itzah. So Memela to Gufa tell you that the Deraisa doesn't apply to Itzah because it's a Melacha Grua. That's okay. Very interesting thing here. I thought it would be kedai just to say, but there's two Rishonim. That is for sure. The Smag and the Yerahim say that. The Smag goes back and forth. A whole long thing says, is this an Asmachta? Is this a Deraisa? No, the Mashmo is a Pasuk, is Mamish Mashma that way. It's probably Mamish a Deraisa. He really, Mamish holds that way. And according to Eli Rabbah, he thinks that Rashi means that. That's the second answer. The third answer is from the Mizrahi. Mizrahi says, look in the Mechilta, and you'll see that there's an argument going on there in the Mechilta between Rabbi Yoshi and Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Yoshi says, "Kol malacha lo yasa bohem, afilo acheim, you may not tell a goy." Rabbi Yonasan argues, and he says, no, there's no amir l'nachri. Zok the Mizrahi, Shas, paskins with Rabbi Yonasan. Rashi quoted Rabbi Yoshi. Which is the Mechilta. Which I would stick that together with saying that Rashi didn't feel so bad quoting Rabbi Yoshia, because even though we don't hold like him, it's still aser. It's not like he's saying the wrong din, because we just hold it to the Rabban. Okay, so that's makes it a little. And the Iker thing that he says, that the Mizrahi says already, I saw in the Birki Yosef from the Chidah, also in Tzun Reish Mem Gimel, was a shayla with a tshuva to Rabbeinu Yeshaya Harishon. I'm not sure if that's a Tosis Reed or his grandfather. They were both Rabbi Shayas. I get mixed up. There were two Rabbi Shayas. One was a grandfather and one was a grandson. And one's called Rabbi Shaya Harishon and one's called Rabbi Shaya HaAcharon. It's either him or the grandson. They asked him, Asher Sha'alta Oisi, what's with this Mechilta that says that Amir Lenachar is in the Raisa? What's going on here? And he answers him, did you read the whole Mechilta? If you read the whole Mechilta, you wouldn't be asking me this. It says in the Mechilta that was Rabbi Yoshia, and the Rabbi Yonasan argued him back. So Shas is like Rabbi Yonasan. So the Iker point of the Mizrahi is already in that tshuva. Okay, that is the third answer. And the fourth answer is very interessante teretz from the Hafla, you know, the Panim Yafas. He says, the pshat's like this. There's a shach that says, he asks like this, how come Amir Lachi is a drabbanan? why don't you say shlichus? The answer is ein shlichus l'akum. You can't have a shlichus on a goy. But there's a shach that says that a goy who sent a goy yesh shlichus. Memela, before the Torah was given, we were considered a ben noyach, and at that time it was a deiraisa al shlichus taket to tell a goy. So Memela, when it says in Rashi that you couldn't tell a goy, that was for those days. Chiddush nifla. That's his pshat in Rashi. Melacha was on that Pesach, right? That's what he's saying.
Only at night.
When you mean whenever the melacha was aser for the whenever, however long the lo yasa behem, that year they couldn't do it. Rashi holds that even bizman hazeh the chazal made a derbanan thing of yeshlichas akum lechumer. Right. We'll get to that soon, but that's a derbanan. That whole Rashi. That's not a dry.
Based on shlichas.
So he's saying, well, we'll get to that soon. That's the rabban. Now we're doing going midrais. The midrais thing. He's saying that it's mar mishlichas. It would be midin shlichas. Yeah, that's what he's saying. What would be would come out huge chiddush, which is already mentioned in the Prima Gaudim, is that if you're we'll get to this more. The Prima Gaudim says that why taka is there. If Reuven told Shimon to do a malacha on Shabbos, why isn't Reuven chay for chil Shabbos al shlichus? He says ein shlichus l'dvar aveira. So zok the prima godim, which he's not the only one who says that. The Mishnah Malach says that also. That the reason why Reuven that sends Shimon to do anything on Shabbos, the reason why Reuven is not chay is because ein shlichus l'dvar aveira. But kayadua, there are quite a few exceptions in the Rishonim when you say yesh lich l'dvar avera. One is the sma. The sma says that if you send a mumer, who's huchzik to do averis, then yesh lich l'dvar avera. Because being that the reason some Rishonim say the reason of ein shlich l'dvar avera is because I don't think you listen to do an avera, but if he's huchzik to do an avera. So the Prima Gaudim writes, maybe if you send a mumer to do a malacha on Shabbos, you should have yeshlich dvar aveira. That's okay.
What type of mumer? Any type of mumer
for Shabbos? It's like a mumer lechal Shabbos.
We're not talking about teyavon or.
Oh, I don't. As long as it's if he does it teyavon, you send him with teyavon, right? He'll do malacha on Shabbos for money. So if he's muchzik, that'll do it, and you don't give him money, should come out a chiddush noyer moed. Right? Or another thing, Shitas Taisis and Bava Kama. If the Shliach is Shoigeg, he doesn't know it's Aser, so he'll do it. So then Taisis says over there, Yeshliach Lidvar Aver. If the Shliach is Shoigeg, Yeshliach Lidvar Aver. So if a guy sends another Jew to do a malacha, the second Jew didn't know better, whatever the reason, it comes out that there's going to be Mamish Achiv on the person who sent him. So Chiddush Gadol Moed. We'll soon get to that. But okay, so that's his Pshat. Okay, that's the end of section one. What is pshat in Rashi? Rashi, who says in the parsha that there's an iser to tell a goy. I would still think the pashit pshat is that Rashi is saying midrabanan. That's a pashit pshat. But then you have the Eliraba says Rashi means like the smag in the rain. You have the Mizrahi who says Rashi's going like the other Tana. And then you have the Panim Yafas who says it was in those days. Okay, now that's the end of Rashi. Now we'll get to halacha. The halacha is, of course, that we paskin Amir Lenachi is a drabbanon. I'll just mention one little thing. The Prima Gaudim does say that we do find that a drabbanon with an asmachta has certain chumras more than a drabbanon without an asmachta. Memela, that a drabbanon which has like a remez in the Torah. We're more machmer about it than a rabbanon which has no asmachta in the Torah at all. So, memela, we have the asmachta here from this pasuk lo yasa. Maybe it's a little more chomer, and he wants to give a nafkamina because we paskin that marisa ayin kol davar she'asur chachamim mishum marisa ayin afilu bechadrei chador maser. But we paskin that Isser of Chadri Chadorim is Maris Ayin by a deraisa. But Maris Ayin, that somebody is Choshed me on a Drabonon, I can do it B'Chadri Chador. Okay, so what about if somebody thinks Maris Ayin, somebody thinks I told the guy to do Malacha? There are certain cases in Shulchan Aruch that there's Maris Ayin. People think that I told the guy to do this Malacha. Can you do that B'Chadri Chador? So Zok the Prima got him, maybe not. Because since this is this has an asmachta, so it's ke'en deraisa, so you wouldn't be allowed to get into marsa ayin of b'chadri chador. Okay, so that I'm just mentioning that even though we go with drabanan, we don't hold our amir lakum's deraisa at all, but it might be a little more of a chomer drabanan of asmachta.
Marsa ayin is
drabanan. But the rabbanan made a rule like this. In a case where people are thinking on someone that he would be over the raisa, right? Yeah. So now, what if they think I was over on Amir Lenochri? So the
smachta.
Yeah, that's what he declares. Okay, now what? What? Oh, you mean if there's nesivis? I hear. I don't know. I'm proud. I hear. There's quite a few things where we find. This is one I found right on this. Amir Lenocher. Okay, now why did the Rabbanan say you're not allowed to do Amir Lenocher? What's the reason for the Isser the Rabbanan? So the Rambam in Shabbos Perek Vav Halach Aleph says because we don't want melachas to be kal in the eyes of Jews. And if they're going to start telling Goyi to do it, the next thing, the Jews themselves are going to do it. That's the reason the Rambam gives. Rashi...
Is that two separate things? If it's Kavei Nechal...
Well, it leads. The final... What we're afraid is that people will start telling the Goyi, right? You'll have Goyi doing all kinds of stuff all around, and then the next thing you know it, the Jew's going to start doing it himself. That's the Rambam's reason. Rashi says in Shabbos Kufnun Gimel Amar Aleph, Daharei hu shluchai lisa eno b'Shabbos, because he's like my shliach, and it's like shlichas. Okay, so that's what Rashi says. Now here is kedai to say a big yisoid from the Beis Meir and the Chassam Sofer. Beis Meir is in Eben Ezer. In Simon Hay, and the Chassam Sefer is in Chuvis and Simon Pei Dalet. They clear this shaila. Is there shayich the Indian of shlichus for Chil Shabbos? Let's say you get around the Dvar Aveir. We went through this, that you can get around the problem of Eishlich Dvar Aveir. He did a b'shoigeg, he was a mumur. Another example could be, If the shliach was not a bar chiyuva, for instance, what if I sent a suma to be the shliach? If you go Rabbi Huda's shita, that a suma doesn't have a chiyuvim, doesn't have, you know, it's pater min mitzvahs. So, what, any of these ways that I got around the problem of ein shlich l'dvei aveir, is there shlichus on chil shabbos? So the Beis Meir and the Chassam Sefer claim no. The reason is because the inyan of Chil Shabbos is that you should be Yanuach. V'harei gufaynach. It's not a word of that a melacha was done. It's not that the Ribbono Shel Olam cares at all that the toitzah, you know, that the light turned on. It's not that the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want that toitzah. He wants the yid, the guf of the yid, to be nach. Memela, it doesn't help shlichus. Because even if there is shlichus, my guf was still noch. Even if it's considered, in other words, what they're saying is, what if I could get the light to go on with my guf being noch? So is Hashem makbid on that? Because Hashem really doesn't want light going on Shabbos. And I got the light to go on. So they say, no. The Rebbe Hashem doesn't care at all about or cooking or planting. Hashem, this is fine if it plants. That as long if I can poil it with my goof being nach, then that's not Chilul Shabbos. So even if Shlichus works, so it's considered like I did it. Right? But my goof was Nach.
But I did, but Shvisus Behemoth,
Shvisus Kehlo, that's
the first. Well, there Hashem's, yeah, Hashem's for sure Machbe that the animals should be Nach. The Jews' animals should rest. But in other words, the Nakuda is Hashem wants the Jew to rest. He wants the Yanuach Behemtecha to rest. Abdecha and Amoscha. Right. But if all of them are resting, and they get Malachas done anyway, there's no Peter that the Malachas shouldn't get done. The Malachas, the Peter is that this goof shouldn't be engaged in Malacha. So Shlichas can only help when the Indian is that if I got it done.
Is that true even with Bishol?
With Bishol?
Yeah.
Yeah, any of the 39 malachas. The Indian is just that the Jew shouldn't be cooking. But not that I shouldn't have this thing. There's no kpeda that the thing shouldn't get cooked. It's not like, in other words, I think one of the other examples that the Achrayim bring is, let's say a Kohen would send a Yisrael to go tummy to a mace. Yeah? Rav Rudiman brought this example down from some tshuva or two. Yeah? A Kohen sent a Yisrael to go to become tummy to a mace. So he said, oh, Shluch Shalom Kaboisei, now the Kohen got an Aveira. The Teretz is not true because Hashem doesn't care if the Kohen gets someone tame. The Baruch Hashem cares if the Kohen gets himself tame, right? The problem is only if the Kohen gets tame. So it's like the same thing here. Very good. I got the Malacha done. That's fine. Hashem's happy if the Malacha got done. It's great. The problem is only if I got a Jew's body
to do it.
To do a Malacha.
So maybe 5 o'clock or something like that, there would be no problem.
That's for sure.
It's yeah.
So they say it's so.
Maybe,
any malacha, as long as you did it right, as long as your goof is nach on Shabbos, there's no problem. Memela, the Zok the Beis Meir and the Chasam Sofer, even if you hold that there is shlichas to a guy, even if you tell even and you sent the guy to do malacha on Shabbos and there is shlichas, it's fine. There's no problem even if there is shlichas, because who cares if there's shlichas? But lemaise, that's like the case of telling the kohen tells the Yisrael to get tame. So I got the Yisrael to get tame. The Torah is very happy. Same thing. I got the guy to work on Shabbos. Great. Loish baisu. Great. Am I supposed to work on Shabbos? I got a malacha done. That's not the aveira at all.
But that's the opposite of the mashmoas of lo yeyaseh.
Yeah, you mean it's.
I mean this. Mahalach is the opposite of the Mashmoas of Lo Yeyaseh.
Yeah, if it's a Duraisa, you mean. If it's a Durabon, it's a Smachta.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I hear.
It's the opposite.
It's Mahalach is the opposite. So that's what they say. So the Kasha is, so the Chayr, what they're saying, is a Stira to the Rashi. Because Rashi said that the reason of Amir Lenachri is because he's like Shluchai. So what? I mean, fine, Rashi's Drabbanan, because Midrashi, a guy, is not my shlich. So Midrabbanan, they said, you are my shlich. But according to them, what's the difference what's the problem of shlichas? That's their whole shtickle tire. That's what they're trying to explain, Gufa, that shlichas doesn't make a difference.
That's the reason, that's the gather. He's just telling you, when it has that appearance of shlichas, that doesn't mean the reason that the Yatsa...
Meaning that the Peshat is the Rabbanan out of that too. Even though really it shouldn't be us or even then. But the Rabbanu went ahead and added on that since it looks bad, it looks like your shliach is doing it, so even though really, if you know the real lomdis, it's okay anyways, like the Chasam Sofer, it's still okay. It's still usher. That's all included kolzachnis into the Rabbanu. Yeah, so that could be. But what I wanted to say is that Rashi doesn't agree with this shita. Rashi doesn't agree. Rashi's shita is that Hashem is makpid that the malacha shouldn't get done. Really, the Rebbein Shem is makpid that malacha shouldn't be done on Shabbos. Just that Hashem told the Jews they can't do it. He didn't tell anyone else they can't. But the etzem thing that malacha was done is a bad thing. Where's my makor? My Makoyer is from a Gemara in Brachas. The din is that when you make Boyer Meir Ha'esh, you cannot use a candle that was lit on Shabbos. Okay? Why? Rashi brings the Braisa there. The Braisa says, because if it was not Shabbos Me'avera, we don't want to make a bracha on a candle that was done Aver with it. Then the Gemara says over there, and because of this din, you're not allowed to use a candle that a guy put on Shabbos, even if the guy put on for himself. So Rashi, because it still wasn't Shabbos Me'avera. So the kasha is, if the whole Avera is my body, shouldn't do Malacha, so there was no Avera. So L'chair, you see clearly from Rashi that really it's something Hashem doesn't want. He's not going to tell the guy not to do it. He only has seven mitzvahs. But the etzem thing that a Malacha was done is something that the Torah doesn't want. I'll give an example, a dimion to that idea. We have excuse me?
Why can't that be a Durabon?
But what Durabon is that? I'm saying the guy lit a candle because he wants to see something.
What about the Yid? The Yid
part. Yeah, but the Yid shouldn't use it.
It shouldn't be an Aver either on the Yid.
But what kind of Aver? The case in Boyer Meir Ha'esh is that Joe, right, went ahead and Joe the guy. Went ahead and turned on a candle Friday night to read the newspaper, right? Then Motzei Shabbos, the Yid goes to the guy's house and he wants to say Boyer Meir Ha'esh on the candle. So he said, no, it didn't have there.
Why can't you use a candle that was lit the whole Shabbos by a Yid?
That you lit on Shabbos, you mean? No, if you liked it before Shabbos, it's Shabbos. That's fine.
Like Yom Kippur.
That's fine. Right. It's only if an Aver was done, Mamash, that he lit it on Shabbos. Right? And Rashi's saying, right, that the guy, so you see that's some kind of Aver. Afterwards, I found, Baruch Shem, that I'm not the first one who already brought up the Shaila, the Aslan Daraisa, and he says, you see from Rashi that Be'etzem, the Rebbe Yisrael, has a kapeda on a malacha being done on Shabbos. I'll give you a dimion.
The guy in his house that lit it on Shabbos. So the,
not that he got an Avera.
But he's supposed to, because he, right? Good.
Yeah, a guy is supposed to.
Says, so what do you mean he doesn't? The Rebbe wants him to do it.
Oh, well, okay, I'll get to something in a minute which could help this, what you just asked also out a little bit. You're saying, how could it be? Hashem Mamash wants him to do it. Okay, so we'll get there.
He doesn't do it.
Oh, very good. So 1 second. I'll get to this. What I'm going to say in a minute. We'll answer your thing. I just give a dimion to like Rashi and Chulin. Rashi, it says in the Gemara, one man number says, how do you know Basar B'chalav is Asar B'hano? How do we know, right? Cooked meat and milk is Asar B'hano? Because Loiseichal called To'eva. And this was a to'eva, somebody, because it says in the Torah, loy savashel, don't cook it. And you cooked it. So it's a to'eva, so it's us. So refract Rashi. And what if a guy cooked it? Why is it a to'eva? So Rashi says, it's still a to'eva. Hashem doesn't want me cooking with milk. He's not telling a guy to do it. But Lamaise, it's a to'eva anyways. So like that, on that kav, the same idea. Really, the Rebbe Yisrael doesn't want malacha to be done on Shabbos. Oh, now.
So this is how the Gemara knows it? Well, this kav?
I'm saying the Gemara is learning that the idea is that the Rebbe Yisrael wants really should be Shvisa on Shabbos. The world should rest on Shabbos.
The Makar is...
How does the Gemara know that? I don't know. How does the Gemara know that that's what the Vart is? I don't know.
Okay.
Now, like this. Is it arrived from Rashi or is it arrived from the Gemara? Because the Gemara says if a guy lit a candle on Shabbos, you're not allowed to use it for Boyer Meir Ha'esh. Rashi says, because an Aveir was done. But Rashi didn't make it up. He got it from the Braisa. The Braisa says that if a Jew lit it, you can't use it because it's an Aveir. So Rashi says it. But is it arrived from the Gemara? I want to say it's not arrived from the Gemara. Because the Gemara says if a Jew lit a candle on Shabbos, you don't use that for the Bracha Boyer Meir Ha'esh. Because we don't want a candle which is like going against Shabbos to be the candle that you're using for Boyer Meir Ha'esh. If a guy lit a candle on Shabbos, over there you could learn up that the reason why the guy's candle can't be used is a guy has lo yishbais, right? A guy has a chiyuv, you're not allowed to have Shabbos. And every time the guy does a malacha, the guy is proclaiming, no Shabbos for me. So you can't use a candle, which is lo yishboisu candle, for Motzei Shabbos. Meaning you could learn the Gemara not like Rashi. You could learn a different pshat into the Gemara. That the pshat is that a guy has his problem. That a candle, which stands for no Shabbos, can't be the candle of Boi Meir Eish, that, right, Shabbos is over, and now we could have Eish. Oh, so, but Rashi didn't learn that pshat. Rashi said the reason is because of Aveir. Why? Because if you remember what we had on Parshas Noach, there was a machloikas about Lo Yishboisim. Tosfos said, and the Rambam said, the idea of Lo Yishboisim is don't keep Shabbos. The idea is, Goy, you're not allowed to keep Shabbos. Rashi said, it means don't sit around and do nothing. Go work. That's the idea. So the Aruch Lanier said, according to Rashi, if he turns on a candle, he didn't get anywhere. That's not called going to work. Yet if the guy sits down and reads a newspaper with a candle, he didn't go to work. He says, according to Rashi, he's got to work. He's got to go and do a job. And if he rests and he doesn't do a job, he says, what kind of malacha? Not the 39 malachas. Work, work hard. And he says it goes lakula, lachumra. In other words, let's say the guy goes ahead all day and works, and he didn't do a malacha. It's fine, according to Rashi. So, memela, Rashi couldn't learn this pshat that I said in the Gemara, right? Because lighting the candle is nothing. It has nothing to do with anything. It's, and Mimela, that answers what you were asking. How can you say it's bad? Because there's nothing good in there. That's not part of the Lo Yishboisu at all. And so therefore, it's only Rashi. According to Rashi, the pshat has to be that it's aveir. There's another raya that Rashi's shita is like that, because Rashi says that the reason why if a guy did a malacha for a Jew on Shabbos, you're not allowed to have anah. Gemara and Beya, and Daf Chav Dal on a base, a guy brought something out of the tchum, Jews shouldn't have anah. Says Rashi, shelo yene mi malechas Shabbos. The Racham don't want you having anah for malechas Shabbos. What malechas Shabbos was it? A guy did it. And no one asked him. He just brought the stuff. So there again, it's a mashmos that Rashi sheet is the fact that a malacha is done on Shabbos is not the best thing. Okay, so this is Rashi, and Memela Rashi makes sense when he says that the Rabbanon said that it's shlichus. The Rabbanon said that Amir Lenochri is an Indian of shlichus, and that's what's wrong. So we ask the Kasha, but there's nothing bad here. What's nothing bad happened? The Torah says, yes, something bad did happen. A guy doing a malacha, the Torah doesn't like that, according to Rashi. So the Rabbanon went ahead and said, so don't you be in charge of that. Don't make a shlichus of having a guy do a malacha, because be'etzem, the Torah is not nicha that a guy should do a malacha. That's what I want to add in for Rashi. Okay, so far we did the Rambam. The Rambam's shita is because we're afraid the Jew will do malacha.
By Abdullah, that the guy is supposed to do work, so therefore, why don't you have that same kasha here? How do you have the kasha here?
Where at? Oh, what do you mean?
Joey's kasha. Why,
you mean, let's say, right? So I'm tying because doing malacha according to Rashi is not something that Hashem is telling the guy, right? Yeah. You're just telling him work. Right. So, yeah. Oh, so okay, so the Rashi, Rambam said the reason is because we're afraid the Jew will do it. Rashi says, shlichus. We don't want a Jew making shlichus on malach. And you see that Rashi doesn't go with the aside of the Chassam Sefer and the Beis Meir, Lechaira, who say that even if it is shlichus, it doesn't matter. Because it does matter. Oh. Now, here I want to say one more famous Lamdisha thing that somebody told me, yeah, we were brought up with this thing, but really it's a machlokes in the Achreinim. If there's a famous Nimuke Yosef. You didn't hear this? This one you didn't hear? Okay, wait a minute. Maybe you did. Okay. Nimuke Yosef talks about Ishai Mishum Chitzev. Yeah, you heard of Ishai Mishum Chitzev? Okay.
A long time ago, but
yeah, you heard of it. Okay. Isha Mishum Chitzav, we paskin that if a person lights a fire and it goes and it does something, then it's like I shot that thing. And Memela, just like a person Chalila shoots somebody with an arrow, he's a Ritzeach. Also, if he sends a fire and it goes, it's the same thing. He's a Ritzeach and he's a Mazik and he's. It's a totally exactly. Considered that he did it. So Frek, the Nemuke Yosef, every Friday, people light candles, right? Jewish houses light candles. Why are they allowed? But it's doing a Mahavar on Shabbos. If you say Isha Mishum Chitzav, right? Then how are you ever allowed to light candles on Shabbos? On Erev Shabbos. Famous Nemuke Yosef. So Nemuke Yosef says his famous teretz. It's considered like you did it all when you started. Okay, I'm not getting into the teretz. It's not the focus point here. But he says, it's true you did it, but you did it on Friday. Because everything you did is considered like nigra after when you did it. That's his teretz. But anyways, Frecht, Reb Reuven Grzovsky, and the Stipler also, if you go like the Chassam Sefer and Beis Meir, now Hashem doesn't care at all if Malacha is getting done by a Jew. The only thing that bothers the Rebbeinu Shalom is if your goof is moving, then the Kashan with Yosef is no Kashan. Fine, I'm doing it, but I'm doing it while I'm resting. I'm doing it while I'm sitting, right? I lit the candles Friday afternoon. I am not working hard on Shabbos, right? So I'm the candles are going on Shabbos with no effort. So why should that be any different than what the Chassam Sofer and the Beis Meir said, that even if I have a shliach and it's shluchai kamoisai, it doesn't bother anyways, doesn't matter, because the mice of my goof isn't working. So Elamai Shma Minof and Nemuki Yosef Deloy Ke Chassam Sefer Beis Meir. That's what they both near Maskana is. It's not like the Chassam Sefer and the Beis Meir.
But Isha Mishum Chitza tells us that you are working. That's the whole point of Isha. It's your car.
Zokter B'Shmuel, what you just said. Zokter B'Shmuel, I don't hear it. The whole point is that is my koyach. I am working. It's my koyach that came out of my body. My work is doing this.
Koyach isn't. Koyach means it's the consequence. It's not the action.
Well, it means...
Koyach is not... Koyach just means I set it in motion.
Right.
But I'm not necessarily doing it.
Yeah, so you shoot
when I throw a rock and it bounces off and hits...
It's my koyach.
No, I understand, but I'm saying... But a lot of situations, koyach can continue while I'm being resting.
So
I could throw something and I'm sitting here resting.
So what I think what's going on here, what's going between them is, do you mean exertion?
Right.
The way that these Achorim, the Stipler and the Reuven, they understood that we're saying like exertion, like rest. Rest versus exertion. So they're saying, even if it's my koyach, but I'm not exerting myself now. I mean, I exerted myself on Friday, but I'm not getting tired physically. No one's going to say I'm getting tired from this, right? So even if it's halachically, it's menucha. They're looking at it mamish like right. That. And Reb Shmuel is saying, that's not what he's saying. That's not what the Beis Meir, the Chassam Sefer is saying. They're not talking about if you're getting tired or you're not getting tired or you're exerting. It's just the point, is it considered bodily? Is it considered the goof? You know, that's all. So Memela, if we say that energy that was given out from my goof is kegufay dami, so that's my goof. A shliach is a different concept. Where no one says shlucho kegufa, you know, shlucho is just a legal connection, attributable. That's how I think that Reb Shmuel is looking at it. And I'll give you an example. Let's say a person, nowadays you have probably 10, 20 real examples of this. You sit in a certain place, it keeps the light on, right? Like your weight. Like sit or turns on things, right? So are you allowed to sit in such a chair on Friday and keep the light on Shabbos? Your weight is keeping the light on. I think no. So you say, but you're not exerting yourself at all. It's totally resting. I mean, like, I'm not doing anything. I'm just lying. I can fall asleep here. The Teretz is, they're not trying to say, that's why I think Rabbi Shmuel is saying, they're not saying exertion and, like, hard work. That's not what they're, what the point is. But it's my goof. That's all you need. That's why I think that he's answering. Okay, so that's important you said, because they want to say the Rishayim Ding Zechut Tahol Chassam Sefer and Beis Meir. And this way it's not a Raya. Fine. By what, let's Bishol. Say? Bishol, okay, and what?
I put it on there on Shabbos.
Right, so over there, you don't have any problem because my body isn't involved on Shabbos. The only thing you'd have, the Ichim Shem Kitzav question. Right, you have the Nemuka Yosef's question, and then you have his answer, right? That it's like the same, yeah. Okay, so that's the end of reason number two. Rashi, reason number two is Shlichus. We went through that, that has to do with this Indian if there's a Kepeda on that something being done. Rashi's for sure not like the Beis Meir and the Chassam Sefer. Then we have the famous Rashi in Avodah Zorah. Rashi says the reason of Amir Lenochri is Mimtzoy Cheftzecha V'daber Dovar. You're not allowed to even talk about Malachas. That's the reason why you can't tell a guy. Now, that there's for sure, Rashi cannot possibly mean that's the only source. For two simple reasons. Wednesday. First of all, Rashi can't cover with that if you told him before Shabbos.
Right.
And another thing Rashi can't cover is because it's mefurish in the Gemara Bava Metzia that Amir Lenochri is not only on Shabbos. If you can't tell a guy to muzzle my animal, you can't tell a guy to do a whole bunch of things, more to do Sirus. It's not just on Shabbos. So the Achrayim all say already, Avnei Nezer and Rabbi Chanan and many Achrayim. I once heard a whole Shia this from Rabbi Rosenbaum that they all answer. Rashi's just covering one certain case. What's wrong with telling a guy to do a malach on Tuesday? The din is you're not allowed to tell the guy on Shabbos to do malach on Tuesday. So over there, you can't say shlichus, right? Because what's the problem of the shlichus? The guy's doing it on Tuesday. So Rashi covered that case because you're still saying it on Shabbos. But Avada, Rashi holds that everything else is covered by shlichus. Because that's like the other Rashi who says shlichus. Like if you told him on Tuesday to do it on Shabbos, or you told him on Shabbos to do it on Shabbos, or you told the guy to do Sirus, or all those things, that's all shlichus. Just Rashi had to cover that last case. What do you do if you told him to do on Tuesday? So for that, Rashi added in the reason of Mitzchef Tzachavadah Berdavar. But of course, if you told him on Shabbos and you did it on Shabbos, you get two Aveirs, because you're going to be Mitzchef Tzachah, and you have shlichus.
That where the heter of Ramiza comes in, because you're not telling
him? Well, you mean that would be not a problem in Tzachavtzacha. Yeah. That's for sure. Yeah, even shlichus though, it's like not like you really appointed him like a shliach. Okay, so.
You speak earlier about the.
We spoke about that. Okay, so now we just finished.
What about the Rambam and that halacha?
His reason. Rambam's reason.
The Rambam's reason is because we're afraid that Jew will do it.
So you
got
to tell him on Shabbos to do it on Tuesday?
No, the Maisa, you can't. I guess even that. Huh? We're afraid if you're going to start telling, I guess you have to say that he holds even that included. If you start telling the guy to do it later, you'll also end up doing it, I guess. Now. I hear it's a chid. I hear it. Okay, so this is the end of section two. What is the reason behind Amir Lenochri? Three answers. Rambam, because we're afraid the Jew will do it. Rashi in Shabbos causes shlichus. Rashi in Avodah Zorah mimtzechef tzechavadah b'davar. Okay, now we got done with all the lamdis. Now we're ready to go into halacha. So we'll start halacha now. Okay, we can't do too many halachas. The first halacha, and I'm going in the order of the sefer I like very much, sefer Urchas Shabbos. I'm going in the order of how he made the halacha, so all the geshmak halachas I took out. That's written by two yidin. One is a famous, he's a Rav in Har Nof, Rubin. You know who he is? Okay, he's a big Rav there. Is that the same Rubin? On chicken? I'm not sure.
The Kashrus Rubin?
I'm not sure. I don't know. And the other one, I'll slip in my head. He has like a friend that he does it with, a big Talmud Chacham. Right this second, it slips in my head his name. Very well known Talmud Chacham. I don't know, I never saw him.
Oh, he's from his Kashrus.
So then it must be a different room.
He's right next to
I don't know, I don't think so.
Right.
Okay, so anyways, the first halacha is kedai to say what it says in the Shulchan Aruch in Yeridei, that a person has to give up all his money for a loisa say. So the Gra writes on there that hu adin for a drabbanon loisa say. And the raya is from Amir Lenachri, because it says that if a person's house is burning down, that he's not allowed to tell the guy to put it out. So you see from over here that even though that's probably going to be his whole money, there's no heter of Amir Lenachri even if he loses all his money. And if you look over there in the Pischei Tshuva right there, he brings a few other tshuvas about different drabbanons, which I wouldn't have known. Gra brings, this is his drabbanon. He says, the Rabban, like his example is Amir Lenachri. The Pischei Tshuva gives two other cases.
Although we said Amir Lenachri could be more chamer because the
Thinking maybe that's a little more chamer in that, so according to that.
Right.
So he brings two cases there, in the Pischei Tshuva there. One child was a Chavis Yor. A guy told the Jew, you better drink this wine with me. Right? He wanted to drink wine with him. He told him, if you don't, I'll cut your ear off. So what should he do? So the Chavis Yor said, if you think he's probably not going to do it, refuse. If you really think he will do it, even though you would have to give all your money up, not to drink Stam Yenam, but it, even though it's only the Rabbanam, but you don't have to be Misak in your Aver. That's what he said. And then he brings another Tshuva from the Radvaz about somebody was your limb, one of your the ear. He brought another Tshuva from the Radvaz about a person living somewhere and he had no food. And the Radvaz said that if they're forcing you to eat tray food and it's drabbanan, you would have to give up all your money. But if he has a thing there, if goyim are there and they're telling you to eat it and you're afraid that by not listening you'll get a sakana, then sakana is different. But anyways, that's the first din. Okay, now comes the second din. Where is the din of Amir Lenachri? So Amir Lenachri we know is on Shabbos. You can't tell a goy to do any malacha, whether the malacha is deraisa or whether the malacha is a drabbanan. Like we just saw in the Mechilta, there's a special asmachta even for drabban. How about other isur? So just say quickly, other isurim is a iboya lehu in Masechta Bamitzian. The iboya lehu, if you told a guy to muzzle my cow, am I over Amir Lenachri or not? Do we say that only on Shabbos, which is Skila, which is Chemir Tuva, we have Amir Lenachri? Or hu adin by Allah. So the Gemara, now Taisus already explains that anything which is included in Shabbos or even has the name Shabbos is definitely Amir Lenachri, because we find Amir Lenachri in three places. We find it on Shabbos, we find it on Chol HaMoed, and we find it on Shemitah. And Chol HaMoed is most, it could be as Allah, not Skila. And Shemitah is also only Allah. So Taish says, because they're called Shabbos. So that's all Chodik Zeruhu. There's definitely Amir Lenachri on anything which is called Shabbos. And even on Drabbanans on Shabbos we have. But we want to know about other laving, like Loisachsoim or Sirus or whatever. So the Gemara says, I'll bring you a riot, because there were some people in some place. And the Goyim went ahead and they did Sirus. And they made a knas on the Jews that they can't have any, you know, the Sirus was better, the animals got stronger. From when they had Sirus. So they didn't want to let the Jews use the animals. So the Gemara says, Mistama, their Knas was because of Amir Lenachri. So you see there's Amir Lenachri. So the Gemara says, not a Raya. Maybe the Knas was because that place holds like Rav Chidka, that a Goy has included in the Zayin Mitzvah Sirus. In Sanhedrin, you know, when it brings there's different Shitas. So maybe that was the Knas. So that's the end of the Gemara. So the Gemara never solved it. So the Rosh says that the Ravid Paskin Sveik Derban Lekula, since the Gemara didn't solve the Shaila, and you could do Amir Lenachri on other Averis. And Nazoi Paskin to Erzaruah. But the Rosh himself Paskins that no, we have a clear psak that we don't go with Rav Chidka. Goyim do not have Aver of Sirus. which automatically means that since we don't hold the Rav Chidka, that the reason of the Knas was because of Amir Lenachri. Therefore, the Rosh Paskins, Amir Lenachri goes on every lav. You cannot tell a guy to do any lav. And this is Psak HaShulchan Aruch in all the places. The Shulchan Aruch is in three places, in Siris, in Simen Hay. It says in Shulchan Aruch, you may not tell a guy to do Siris. It's in Hilchas Kilei Akerem, you know, in the end of Yeredeya. You're not allowed to tell a goy to do kilayim for you. And in one other place, in Chasima, in Chayshe Mishpat, by Lo Yisachzam, in Simen Shem Lamed Ches, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you cannot tell a goy to do Chasima. And there in the Ramot says, V'hu Adin Kola. Because we pass him like the Rosh, the Amir Lenachri is by any Aveira of a lav. Now, the big question is, what about telling a goy to do a Durabon? Not Shabbos. Shabbos is for sure Usher, but some other Durabon in the world, is there a problem? So this is a Machlaikis in Simin Tav Sam Ches, in Shulchan Aruch. The case given in Shulchan Aruch was telling a goy to do malacha erev Pesach achar chatzais, which is a derabbanan. So it brings there a machlekes between the Mordechai and the Rekeach. The Mordechai said aser, and the Rekeach said mutter. And the Prichadosh paskin the Rama and Prichadosh paskin mutter. And the Prichadosh explains. He says, because look at the lashon of the Iboyelahu. The Iboyelahu was, do we say that you have Amir Lenachri on Chasima? Do we say only Shabbos, which is Skila? Oy Dilma, we say that even a lot. So Ad Kan Lo Matzinu, the lowest the Gemara got was a lot. Shema Mino, lower than a lot, doesn't have Amir Lenachri. Okay, that's what he held. So Chol HaMoed, Taisus already asked on Chol HaMoed, and he said, since Chol HaMoed is called Shabbos, Taisus said three things are included in Shabbos. Shabbos, Chol HaMoed, and Shemitah. Because they're called Shabbos, Chod Gzeirahu. But anything else...
Could you say that to the Raisa? If you do the Rabbanon, you'll come to...
Oh, so you'll soon see, the Vilna Goyen says something like what you want to say. So that's the Shita of the Prichadosh, and that's how the Rama paskins. However, the Rekeach says Aser. So the Gro has a Shiloh. What's Pshat in the Rekeach? The Gro there in Tav Samaches. First he says Rekeach says no. Amir Lenachi is even by the Rabbanans. Then he says no. Maybe even the Rekeach agrees that there's no Amir Lenachi by the Rabbanans. But what the Rekeach means is that Erev Pesach is also in that family of Yom Tev and Chol HaMoed and Shvisa and all that. And Memela only over here he holds Zasser. Okay? So, all right, that's the only halacha I could get to this week. We got to the halacha of Chol HaMoed and that the din is the Amir Lenachri is Zasser on Shabbos and all the family of Shabbos, even the Rabbanans. And by other things, it's we pass in Shulchan Aruch also Amir Lenachri if it's a lav. And if it's a Durabon, it's a Machlekes. Next week, Amir Tashem, we'll talk about the big stira that in Mishnah Berurah.
So you said that we're instead of going to collect the money on Shabbos, that's next week.
I hear. Okay. I thought that I have a heter to talk about it until Easter egg.
Shabbos.
I said
it's a Dibris.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Either I could get there next week, or if not, the next week.
It's all about Beres Shmoshes. It's really clear what you can do with the Seir of Shabbos. If it doesn't make a difference with the Seir of Shabbos, it's not. If it's blocked, it makes it more difficult.